With Montana News, I'm Bo Baker. Rain and cooler temperatures forecast for later this week may not end the fire season, but a meteorologist says, quote, it will put a dent in it. The cool, wet weather system will bring welcome relief to firefighters, those whose property has been threatened, and communities that have dealt with smoke-filled air for nearly 2 months. Two tribes plan to demonstrate in favor of renaming a valley and a mountain in Yellowstone National Park associated with men who advocated and carried out the slaughter of Native Americans. Leaders of the Blackfoot Confederacy and Great Sioux Nation will gather Saturday at Yellowstone's north entrance near Gardner, Montana. Close to 1 million visitors came through Yellowstone National Park in August. That's the busiest on record, according to Yellowstone's Office of Strategic Communications. The park hosted 916,166 visits, up about 9% from last year. A substantial amount of tourist traffic occurred in the days around the total solar eclipse on August 21st. Congestion over those days caused park officials to limit access to some of the park's landmark sites. Although this year's total numbers still trail last year, trends show increasing attendance over the last 5 years. Visitation this year is more than 17% higher than in 2012. Montana State University officials will ask the State Board of Regents to approve spending to design a new campus residence hall. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports that the officials will seek approval this week on spending up to $750,000 for the design, and they will ask for permission next month to construct it. This summer was the second driest on record in Montana, but meteorologists say rain is finally on the way. Yellowstone Public Radio's Nate Hedgie reports.
Montana could use a break right about now. Since July, the state has seen towns threatened by wildfires and choked with smoke, crops getting killed by drought, and grass fires destroying rangeland. But a cold and rainy system entering Montana Thursday could put at least a temporary end to the suffering. Aaron Peters is a hydrologist with the National Weather Service in Great Falls.
It's not going to be what we call a season ender or an event that will completely end the fire season, but it's definitely going to help.
He says temperatures will drop by about 20 degrees and most of the state will get at least a smattering of rain, though some parts could receive up to 2 inches.
And then we are also expecting in the higher elevations above 6,000 feet, the possibility of some significant snow as well.
And Peter says that could really help firefighters battling massive blazes in the western half of the state. He says both the Park Creek and Arasta Creek fires near Lincoln are above 6,000 feet. He also says the cold front could push smoke out of the area.
Now, the caveat with that is Idaho is not predicted to get as much rain as most of Montana is. So if the winds pick up again from the west or southwest, we may see that smoke return coming from, you know, west of Montana. But at least in the immediate future, that rain will definitely help the air quality across the state.
The forecast isn't so bright for Montana's severe flash droughts, however.
Much of the state is going to require anywhere from 6 to 12 inches of rain to actually eliminate the drought. But the rain we're going to see this week is definitely going to make an impact and definitely help to improve the drought conditions.
Peter says there's a decent chance wet and cool conditions could persist across the state over the next 2 weeks. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.
An annual bison roundup at the National Bison Range has been postponed indefinitely due to smoky conditions and significant wildfire danger. The event was previously scheduled for October 2nd and 3rd. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke is directing all land managers and park superintendents to be more aggressive in removing vegetation to prevent wildfires. In a memo today, Zinke says the Trump administration will take a new approach and work proactively to prevent fires, quote, through aggressive and scientific fuels reduction management, end quote, to save lives, homes, and wildlife habitat. Wildfires are chewing across dried-out western forests and grassland, putting 2017 on track to be among the worst fire seasons in a decade. Zinke says that to date, 47,700 wildfires have burned 8 million acres across the country, with much of the devastation in California and Montana. The Forest Service and Interior Department have spent more than $2.1 billion so far this year fighting fires. A former Montana lawmaker who once supported giving $4 million in state money to an anti-meth campaign has pleaded guilty to trafficking several pounds of the drug. Former House Majority Leader Michael Lang of Billings pleaded guilty today to conspiracy to possess meth for distribution and possession with intent to distribute. Lang, who is 57, faces a mandatory minimum of 10 years in prison when U.S. District Judge Susan Waters sentences him on January 18th. Prosecutors say Lang acknowledged receiving about 20 pounds of meth from a co-defendant and distributing it to others over 7 months in 2016. During the 2007 legislature, Lang supported a bill that would have given $4 million to the Montana Meth Project. I'm Bo Baker, Montana Public Radio.